1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Okay, so I'm not trying to manipulate culture. I'm just wanting to live in a way where the fruit I carries such an impact it influences culture. Come on, these are the movers and the shakers. The other ones are witches and warlocks. They want to control you, limit you, deny you, oppress you. That's what we see in many governments today. In bosses on jobs, you know, they throw their weight around. They're the owner. So what? God owns you. Don't have me pray on you now. Let me make this statement again. This is important that we understand, because we'll segue into something that you're going to begin to see it clearly. It isn't our goal as movers and shakers, as change agents, to achieve dominion in culture. Some want to be the best, want to be on the top. That's okay as a fruit. But our goal, rather, it is the fruit of our obedience. I don't just want to dominate. I want my obedience to influence. Are you seeing? Because see, we can dominate in the flesh. You can dominate with your skill set. You can dominate with your intellect. You can dominate with your flesh. But to truly do it in the spirit, rather it is the fruit of obedience. This is what the Israelites never produced in the wilderness. So they never got out. It's the fruit of your obedience that will influence culture. And you don't have to be all up in anybody's face trying to convince them. You and God are the majority. And once your obedience is fulfilled, that fruit of obedience will open doors you could never open. God will see to it, because he sees your obedience. He's watching for humility, trust, an intimate relationship with him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this other stuff in this realm, I will add it unto you. I'm concerned with your character. Get the character right, and guess what? Everything follows. But the world doesn't think about character. Get all you can, any way you can, all the time you can. Do unto others before they do it unto you. Isn't that right? That's the way of the world. That's the way the world operates. Dog eat dog. Backbite, backstab. Stumbling stones. Beat you to the punch. Tricked you. Lied to you. Deceived you. That's the way of the world. It's all in the world. The world lies in darkness. But we are bread of another kingdom. I said we are bread of another kingdom. And we follow a king, a real king, a true righteous king. And it's the fruit of your obedience. Stop brown nosing. You know brown nosing, right? Stop being that yes sir boss. Just trying, you know, doing everything, just always telling on somebody else. Thinking it's going to get you a promotion. No, it's going to get you beat up. See me after five. All right. So let's leave that there for now as a foundation. Okay, that's a foundation. We want to understand that we're not called to do it as the world does it. Some of us probably were, hopefully you aren't now, but probably were very good manipulators, very good controllers, very good intimidators. All right, one year, all y'all were. we knew how to press buttons. We knew personality and, you know, how to, yeah, okay, that's that type. I know how to deal with them. I get them to eat out my hand. Watch. Give me a week. You already know. Well, see, in Christ, that has to die. That's why God takes you through a wilderness to cut off your slick self. Slick Willie Mobley. He cut you off. All right. So let's take it to this next step. We got time. Let's take it to the next phase. I want you to see and really discern something here as to how with God we become movers and shakers. And it's not through trying to dominate somebody else's spirit. God never told us that. He said, whatsoever you bind. He didn't say whosoever. I bind you. You devil, you. No, you binding the wrong person. Not, God didn't give you jurisdiction nor authority to do that. But he did give you authority to deal with what's behind the scenes, where the real warfare is. Remember the first war, or the first war of words, was between Lucifer and God. Lucifer said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the sides of the Lord. I will be like the Most High. And God, right away, without hesitation, said, thou shalt be cast into hell. He cut that off real quick. Even though he's not there yet, it's done. His doom is already sealed. Why? God said it. Where was the war? Words. So in Psalm 103 verse 19, let's look there quickly. Psalm 103 verse 19. Psalms 103 verse 19. The word says, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. His kingdom rules. Excuse me, over all. He's prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom. See, when we talk about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if we take that phrase, and the Amplified really works it out, but when we take that phrase, his righteousness, you could say his way of doing things right. In other words, it has to be God's way of doing it. Okay, we are the righteousness of Christ. Amen. God made us righteous, not our own righteousness. We bear the righteousness of Christ. But when we talk about God's righteousness, doing it is doing things the way that God would do them. You could lie and get it quick, or you could wait and allow God to open the door the way God would want to do it, and then get it that way. Do you understand what I mean? So, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things right. That's important. It's working in your behalf. Time works in your behalf. Favor will work in your behalf. Doors will open for you. It's a rhythm, it's a harmony, it's an orchestration. You're working in God's timing, and heaven is working with you. You find yourself in the right place at the right time. You caught that deal just before it closed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God works everything While we're workers together with him, we're not just doing something. We are yielding to an initiation of God calling us into a particular destiny and purpose. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. Proverbs 21 and verse 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. I don't want you to take this wrong, but God's way or the highway? We tend to, you know, there's a tendency often for many to settle for 30-fold. The blade. Amen. Some go to 60, but God wants you to press on into 100-fold. Receive full inheritance. 1 Corinthians chapter, I think it's chapter 13. Is it 15? No, chapter 15. Let me see which one it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he have put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Okay? Now, I want to just kind of pack that in. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 25. Now we're going to get into the teeth of this message. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. I think I want to go there. This is our pivotal verse right here. This is our pivotal verse. How we are weak and yet strong at the same time. How we are sheep but yet lions. The Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah. Here in verse 25 of 1 Corinthians, we read, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I want you to just chomp on that verse for just a few minutes. Now, this verse tells us that God has some foolishness. It also tells us God has some weakness. Is your Bible reading like my Bible? Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, let me drive this home to you. There's a weakness that comes from God. Paul experienced it. We just talked about it. Therefore, will I glory in whatever state I find myself? I'll glory in infirmity. I'll glory in persecution. I'll glory in these things because when I am weak,
thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.